Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right,
all right. Yo, yo, yo!
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony, we made headlines again last week.
Sure did.
We had Ryan Leaf, the quarterback, on the show. And we proved beyond a shadow of a doubt why he was the better QB than Peyton Manning.
Case closed.
Anyway, this week, we're going to make headlines again because we're going to talk about a huge scandal in the sport of horse racing. Now, we don't usually talk horse racing because, you know, let's face it, it's ratings poison. But the scandal involving Bob Baffert and the Kentucky Derby is huge news.
Everybody I know who cares about horse racing, they're all talking about it, all three or four of them.
And that's why we're going to have on the show this guy. You know him from Monday Night Football, college football, ESPN, ABC, whatever. That's neither here nor there. We don't care.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
He's the guy who was the voice of horse racing for ABC and ESPN for years, from the mid-2000s on. Joe Tessitore. And we're going to bring him on. And you know, Tony, we're going to ask him some tough questions. You know, ask him if he saw anything, you know, suspicious or strange going on.
Journalism.
There. Yeah. But first, you know, we got to go deep on this story. And that's why we're going to do a segment, because this is huge news. We're going to do a segment called Huge News.
Huge News.
Right, Bob Baffert, the trainer, banned from Churchill Downs because his horse, Medina Spirit, which won the Kentucky Derby, tested positive for an anti-inflammatory steroid called beta-methylautosone. Now, Baffert is saying this is unfair and he's being wronged and that he is the victim of cancel culture, you know, just like Roseanne and that Bachelor guy. And I gotta say, Tony, he is totally right.
Absolutely. People are reacting without understanding the history here, so it's our duty as historians of every sport to tell you about it.
Yup. And ever since the dawn of horse racing, trainers have been injecting all kinds of weird shit into these horses. You think an anti-inflammatory steroid is a big deal? Pfft. That's child's play, right, Tony?
Of course. You know that in the old days, trainers used to inject horses with everything from cow piss to pig semen to cobra venom to Sub-Zero Powerade to Pennzoil, and then, of course, also dead gypsy blood.
You know, people forget that Secretariat, one of the greatest horses ever, was basically just a high-functioning drug addict.
Yeah.
And it was so sad because, you know, toward the end of his career, people would see him at state fairs begging for horse feed and pig semen.
Yup. It was one of those rare instances where the drug addict was performing sexual favors, not for money, but just for the semen itself.
Tragic, but also makes total sense, too.
Yup. And you know, some people out there may say all these drugs are so bad for the sport. Have you seen the ratings for horse racing this year? Huge numbers. And you want to know why? It's clear. It's because you had a chemical-fueled monstrosity of science galloping the victory.
And this is nothing new. It worked for baseball. Remember Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa? People don't know this, but they were actually connected to radio-controlled IVs during the games. And when Bud Selig noticed the TV ratings were dropping, he would press a button and it would release more steroids into their systems.
And it worked like a charm.
Yeah.
You know, Tony, the real tragedy here in this whole Baffert story is that I just hate to see a good, decent sport like horse racing get its reputation tarnished so badly. And you know who I feel most sorry for? All those good, you know, salt-of-the-earth horse owners who have given up so much of their hard-earned money, their 401ks, their offshore bank accounts, only to watch their steroid-filled monstrosity lose to another steroid-filled monstrosity.
Yeah.
You know, Tony, I hate to bring our guest on the show on such a downer note on that. Maybe we should look at the bright side here. That was one of the greatest segments we've ever done.
Yep.
See? We turned it around and we found the positive in this whole situation.
You're welcome.
Anyway, our guest is coming on the line, so let's get him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy, big time play-by-play guy. You know, you've seen him on Monday Night Football, College Football, ESPN. And hey, if you were one of the 200 people who watched Friday Night Fights, you know him from there too. Now he hosts Holy Moly on ABC. Look, blah, blah, blah. We're not here to talk about that shit. The reason he's on is basically, hey, he was the voice of horse racing for ESPN and ABC from the mid-2000s on. Let's get him on here. Joe Tessitore, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. What's going on, guys?
Well, by now you should know what's going on. You know, you must have heard about this situation with Bob Baffert. Isn't it just terrible?
Listen, the reality is that, you know, drugs have been, and drug testing have been a part of horse racing and an issue in horse racing for quite some time now. And, yep. And this isn't the first time that we've dealt with it, and this won't be the last time.
Yeah.
I think, obviously, you worry about the credibility of the sport. You worry about consumer confidence when you make a bet. And Baffert is the face of the sport. He's the winner in the sport. He's the franchise. So you got the biggest name dealing with the biggest headache. You're going to have a lot of people with strong opinions here.
Don't you think Baffert is being unfairly targeted when he's simply carrying on the proud tradition of injecting horses with tranquilizers and amphetamines and other natural substances?
Well, I don't know about natural substances. You know, there are a lot of people out there that say the sport should be at a base level, nothing but hay and oats and water, and we shouldn't be going down this road. Listen, it was about 10 years ago, there was a major incident in Kentucky where a fairly, you know, sizable group of horses with a prominent trainer were being injected with cobra venom, snake venom, into their joints.
Good stuff.
So they were... No, it's not good stuff. No, not good stuff. I mean, Tony, are you putting snake venom into your joints? I mean, are you going out doing road work through South Philly and loading yourself up with cobra venom just so you can get in a few extra miles?
You
it's
know,
not good
there,
stuff.
There was the controversy over the Fish and Fry Round Robin Softball Championship where I was accused of cobra venom, but no comment on that. We don't talk about that.
The test came back negative. No cobra venom. They did find pig semen, but no cobra venom.
I'm sorry, they found what?
Pig semen, you know, pig semen.
All natural.
Time tested all natural steroids.
And that's performance enhancing?
Oh, yeah.
You should see. Tony hit about 9 home runs that day.
That's a stay away for me. That's a stay away.
Look, you were there in 2015, right? When American Pharoah was there, you were on the grounds there?
Yeah, you know, what a grand champion Farrell was. What a beautiful,
exactly, and
beautiful
I'd hate
horse.
To see his reputation scarred. When you were there, did you see other trainers, you know, injecting their horses with pig semen and that stuff, cow piss?
No. Listen, horses are treated all the time. The steroid, in fact, that Medina Spirit, you know, that the levels weren't cleared on, is a common steroid that's used in training all the time. These are elite athletes, not unlike, you know, listen, NFL players you guys are talking about day in and day out are being treated with pain management. Now, there's performance enhancing and there's pain management, but in the world of thoroughbred racing, there is a certain amount of drug use just to maintain the athlete's standard. What we're trying not to do is have it be harmful to the horse. You don't want the horse running through injury. You don't want the horse extending themselves and harming themselves because they're loaded up on some substance where they can't even tell that their joints are near the breaking.
Okay, you say that, but, you know, just look at the flip side
here. What do
you
mean I say that? I work in the sport for 20 years. When I say it, it means something.
You got a bit of an ego on you. Hold on a moment. You know.
Yeah.
First of all, you know, we were on the air for 22 years on cable access in Philly. So, you know.
Yeah.
Apples to apples with your career.
Yeah.
Number two is, all right, come think from a businessman, business perspective. Don't you think horse racing, like baseball, would benefit if they put more drugs in the sport? You know, just let it fly. Hey, you know, just keep pumping them in there all the time in the horse feed, and then we'd get some real ratings. Come on.
Listen, here's the bottom line. I find it amazing that all of a sudden everybody is wildly interested in horse racing at this level of talking about it like a mainstream sport, when as of 2 weeks ago, probably 99.9% of the country couldn't tell me who Medina Spirit was. And most people only care, did the winning ticket cash or not? You know, where is this same crowd when it comes to the fifth race at Belmont on a random Wednesday, or the wear and tear on a horse that's running at a tertiary track in Louisiana?
Well, you're right. Not all people can be alcoholics. That's true.
Now, Joe,
you're talking to a first-class degenerate who grew up as a railbird, mind you.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Joe, I have a question for you. Have you met Bob Baffert? Because to us, he seems like a real quality individual. And I've always said, you can tell a lot how a guy keeps his hair. He's got tremendous hair, and I think it says a lot about him, don't you?
He does have a beautiful head of hair, but yes, obviously working in the sport as long as I have, I've been with Bob on many occasions. I've been at Bob at Saratoga and Churchill Downs and at Del Mar with him. I've been at Bob, but been with Bob at 6 o'clock in the morning, watching a 2-year-old gallop and just talking the game. And he's a wonderful guy, and he's been a wonderful ambassador for the sport. Even, you know, yes, he has glorious hair, but he's one of the great winners and great champions of the sport. So you'd hate to think that he would, and I know he would hate to think that his name is being associated with anything that would be harmful to the image and the grand legacy of the sport.
Now, just to be clear, did he ever say to you, you know, hey, Joe, can you just hold this syringe for a moment?
No.
Hold up this horse's tail while I inject him? That
no,
ever happened?
No, nor am I pointing a finger, Paulie, at Bob Baffert. Bob Baffert is a guy who I've had great respect for many years. Bob Baffert is a guy who's been a friend, who I've socialized with, who I've had a professional relationship with, who I've seen at the highest heights. I've never seen a syringe. I've never seen drugs. I've never seen Bob harm a horse at all.
So just to be clear, he never asked you to wipe an area with an alcohol gauze.
No gauze. Nothing. Never saw it.
You know, I question your journalism skills then. I question your
journalism skills. Many have.
Yeah, well, I can see why. No, just a little about you.
Yeah.
Why did ESPN assign you to do play-by-play for horse racing? Could they not find an intern to do it? Was that the situation?
Listen, I did such a good job that we no longer carry the sport. It's all on NBC now.
Oh, well, well done. Well done.
I have a question, too. Did you get jealous of your colleagues because they got to hang out with glamorous pro athletes at big sporting events and you had to stand around horse barn smelling horse shit all day?
Yeah, when the best advice you get on your job is don't replace the steaming divots, you're looking for a career upgrade.
Were you not good enough for the Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
Right, exactly. Exactly. I need a better agent.
Yeah. All right, look, all right, we know you came on here because you want to plug something, as you all do. All right,
what you co-host. What are we plugging, Paulie?
Well, you should know. I mean, are you a professional in this business?
I forget. What do you want to plug next? What should we plug next?
I don't
next?
Want to plug anything. I want to talk about this show, Holy Moly, that you're
this,
on.
The Holy Moly.
Yeah, you're on the show with...
You're a fan of the show, Paulie. Thank
absolutely
you so much
not.
For that.
In fact, let me tell you something.
I appreciate that you're such a big fan of the show.
Are you still talking?
Understand June 17th,
you don't
9
host
o'clock
the show.
ABC, season 3 of Holy Moly.
Look,
Steph Curry executive produces, Rob
talk
Riddle.
About plugs. We need to put a plug in your mouth.
Golf with a quarter million dollars on the line, Paulie. Now, you've got mini golf down there in Philly, don't you?
Absolutely.
You love a good game of mini golf.
Tell them, Paulie.
Because I know everybody from Philly loves going to the Jersey Shore. There's
I have a wall full of trophies behind me if you'd stop talking.
Going to the Jersey Shore,
Tony
right?
and I are putt-putt legends. In fact, that's why we find your show so atrocious. You know, like horse racing, putt-putt is a terrific sport with a proud tradition. You come up with all these, you know, ridiculous holes. Don't you think you're making a mockery of the sacred sport of putt-putt?
See, I think we're elevating this sport. I think by lighting people on fire, by throwing them off of cliffs, by having them go on high-speed tension wires, zip lines into poles, I think we're elevating this sport. By having them ride mechanical gophers and being dumped into gopher dung, I think we're elevating the sport. Plus, you put $250,000 on the line. I mean, this is TV.
You don't know how to make TV. We're going to tell you how to make TV, right, Tony? Tony, we're going to pitch you a show. This is a much better show.
Tony, let me ask you a question, because Paulie's all wound up here tonight.
You're literally a play-by-play commentator. You can't stop talking about everything that's happened.
I would be a contestant on all the shows we're about to pitch you right now.
Yeah.
Do you have some game show ideas?
Oh, yes.
You want me? You believe that you think you can do better than Holy? You think I could walk into my ABC bosses and say, "Hey, listen, Tony and Paulie Fusco have shows to pitch to you.
They're
what would be a game
begging.
Show you want to pitch?"
They're going
to
be begging
tell
when
them,
they
Paulie,
hear this.
Let's go.
All right, here
tell
we go. Here we go. Here we go. Now this is Holy Moly meets another great show. This is how you do a pitch, people.
Please.
You ever hear that show called Fear Factor?
Of course.
All right. Well, here you go. We get 8 horses, okay?
Yeah.
Then, like on Fear Factor, we put out a bunch of different performance enhancers. Everything like big semen, bull semen, shock cartilage, sub-zero power weight, Olestra, Botox, of course, nitrous oxide. We pump each horse every week full of a different substance, and then we race them to see who wins. It's called
Horse Factor.
Boom.
Horse Factor. Okay. And you believe that at the network level that they would buy into this?
Yeah. This is huge ratings waiting to happen. Horse Factor.
I think you're just jealous.
Yeah.
Because we didn't offer you to be the host of the show. And you know why I'm not going to offer that position to you?
Why
because
is that?
Because you talk over the entire show. Nobody would be able to hear what's going on.
Yeah, we got a show for you.
It's what else do you got?
It's called... Off the show.
Yeah,
off
that's
the show.
The get out of here.
You're
I'm going to inject you
show.
With tranquilizers like a horse and put you to sleep. Goodbye.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Horse Factor.
Hang up the
you
phone.
You take your Horse
hang
Factor and go right
phone.
Off into the
hang
sunset.
The
it's Horse Factor, my ass.
Hang up the phone. What is going on? Call AT&T and have them pull the line.
Terrible.
Can you believe the ego on that guy?
I would have preferred Joe Lesitor.
Good one, Tony. Anyway, we're not going to let that interrupt the show because, as always, we have huge business to do. Another big sponsor we got lined up, a big name in the area of floral arrangements, 1-800-Flowers. Did you forget to get your mother something for Mother's Day? Does she hate your guts now? Does she call you an ungrateful shitbag or something like that? Have no fear. 1-800-Flowers is there for you. And Tony, you just had a great experience with this company. They just got you out of a jam, didn't they?
Yeah. Monday morning, I got a call around 10 a.m. And the phone woke me up. It was my stepma. And she said, "Forget something?" I said, "No." She said, "Yesterday was Mother's Day, and you didn't get me anything, you ungrateful shitbag." I said, "Would you relax, lady? I got this. I hung up the phone and dialed 1-800-FLOWERS. And within 3 business days, they had a beautiful arrangement of 5 azaleas sent straight to my bitch stepmom. That day, she texted me and said, "Got the flowers." And that's all she needed to say. I'm back in her good graces. I showed her how much I tolerate her, and it only cost me $19.23 plus shipping and handling.
What a wonderful story, and a testament to how 1-800-FLOWERS can bring joy to anybody. Go to 1-800-FLOWERS.com right now, enter the coupon code PaulieAndTonyFlawlessShow20, and they'll give you 1.2% off. All right, well, that wraps up our advertisement there. And, oh, look at that. It wraps up the show. Nope, so, nope. You know, we're going to... What?
Producer Jay, the worst.
If it isn't our Producer Jay, the horse's ass of the sports media industry...
Corrections.
What?
Paulie, you said the steroid that was found in Bob Baffert's horse was beta-metha-autozone?
Yeah.
It's beta-methazone. I don't know how you got AutoZone in there.
Oh, yeah? Well, you just reminded me. I AutoZone off the area surrounding your home and lob a grenade in there.
Yeah, you just tested positive for beta male ozone.
Good one. All right, enough out of here.
No, Tony, while it's true that people have injected cobra venom into a horse, as Joe mentioned, no horse has ever tested positive for Pennzoil. Pennzoil would definitely kill a horse.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what else would kill a horse? Listening to you.
Yeah, you would drive a horse to drink Pennzoil and kill himself.
Last one, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know where you got this, but Secretariat was never seen at state fairs performing sexual favors. In fact, it's the opposite. He went on to have a very successful career as a stud. In fact, he sired 663 racehorses and made millions doing it.
Oh, yeah? Well, that means Secretariat has had sex 663 times more than you.
Yeah, you'll wish you could have Secretariat's sex life.
Yeah.
You two need to learn about a little something called facts.
Oh, yeah, thanks for the reminder. Please fax your resumes to our email so we can find a new producer. That's PaulieAndTonyFusco Show
@gmail.com. We got thousands to go through.
And hot off the press, Tony, big breaking news. We've been going back and forth. Finally can confirm Nick Foles, Super Bowl legend, will be on the show next week. Can't wait for that.
Nick Foles.
In the meantime,
huge.
We're not going to thank Joe Tessitore.
More like Joe Tessabore.
Yeah. But people, remember, rate and review the show, subscribe, tell us how great we are online, and hey, follow us, The Fusco Show, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Great job as always, Tony.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you next week.
See ya.